96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 18th of April, sunshine right now and 59 degrees on our way to 83. And we are very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland's studio line on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Gary Zeke. And this is a busy time in the music departments at ESU. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing all right. So we got two jazz concerts we need to promote tonight.
Oh, yeah. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming up here. First thing is on Thursday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m., and that is our Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2 concert. I direct the Jazz Ensemble 1, and Bill Woodworth directs the Jazz Ensemble 2. It should be a great night with lots of different kinds of music.
Well, and what types of music we're looking at, Gary?
Oh, my gosh. We got something for everyone. We got anything from jazz to rock to funk to Latin to soul. And music by great artists like Miles Davis, Wayne Shorter, the group Chicago. And one of my favorites is something that all my students know. It's a tune called Tank. It's actually a soundtrack from a Japanese anime, but it's, like, super cool and just real high energy. So it's going to be something your toe will be tapping and you'll be humming the tunes all night.
You know, it seems, Gary, that with these concerts, some other musical groups, they kind of pick a theme and go with that. It seems like more you're trying to give folks the full jazz experience with these shows.
Oh, yeah. What we try to do is, I think jazz sometimes gets pigeonholed and people think, like, well, Glenn Miller, and it's so much more than that. And, I mean, jazz is an American music, but it's really a world music, too. And what we try to do is do the whole spectrum at each concert. Like I said, if you can't find a bunch of tunes you like, you're really too picky, because there's just a lot of great music.
Speaking
and everybody's always amazed at how well the students play.
Speaking of that, Gary, it does seem like fusion or jazz, you can take the term fusion however you want to, but it does seem like jazz fuses a lot of different, genres into, kind of different categories of jazz. But it seems like there's, regardless of the category, there's a whole lot that's kind of sucked into the jazz category as a whole.
Oh, Chuck, you're exactly right. I mean, think of it kind of like as the melting pot of music. I mean, it just takes all these different styles, and depending on the creativity of the composer or arranger, you get all these cool results out of it. But, I mean, just a lot of real high-energy music on the stage that night.
And talking with Emporia State Director of Bands, Gary Zeke, Jazz Ensembles 1 and 2 are in concert this Thursday night, Albert Taylor Hall, 7:30 p.m. Well, what is next on the docket, Gary?
Oh, then the following Thursday, the 27th, is our final Wind Ensemble concert of the year. And the Wind Ensemble is our concert band. And the group's sounding really great this year. We'll be playing music by great composers like Ralph Vaughan Williams, Aaron Copland, and even a little bit of Mozart. We'll be featuring our graduate teaching assistant, Tess Duncan, and she'll be playing a piccolo solo on the famous Queen of the Night's aria. And, again, very proud of how the kids are doing. And it's the same thing, just something for every kind of taste on that. And just looking forward to that one. And we have one more event after that. And this is something I'm really looking forward to. And the next Saturday on April 29th and May 1st, we have our alumni jazz reunion. And we're bringing back alumni from like over 40 years to get together. We're going to rehearse on Saturday, and then the concert is 3 o'clock on that Sunday. And we have alumni coming from as far away as California, and it'll be just an amazing collection of talent on the stage. And I'm looking forward to it because I haven't seen a lot of these students in like 15 or 20 years. And I hope I got that date right. It's I don't have the calendar in front of me right now, but it's not this Saturday, but next Saturday we'll be rehearsing, and the Sunday is the concert, whatever that date is. And again, very exciting because we just have all these great players coming back. So in a nutshell, this Thursday is the Jazz 1 and 2 concert. The following Thursday is the Wind Ensemble concert, and then the Sunday after that is the Alumni Jazz Reunion concert.
Quite a lineup right there, and I understand you have written a piece that will be performed tonight at the Emporia Symphony Orchestra concert.
Yes, and I'm very, very proud of the orchestra. As you know, Ramiro Miranda is the director, and just a wonderful human being and a phenomenal violin player. And we talked last year. He was interested in having me write a jazz violin concerto for him. And so what I did was I wrote him a 3-movement piece, and I like to think of it kind of as an American concerto because it uses music of the Americas, both North and South. And the first movement is a tango. The second movement is a blues, and the third movement is a samba. So we get a little bit of North and South America. Ramiro sounds incredible, but what gives it the piece its twist is the title is Concerto for Violin, Jazz Combo, and Orchestra. So we have a jazz combo with bass, drums, piano, vibraphone, and Ramiro, and the orchestra playing. And it's something, I think, that's totally unique that the orchestra has ever done here in Emporia. And again, I'm so happy the orchestra is really playing it quite well. And the soloists are just phenomenal. Tracy Fries is on vibraphone, Riley Day is on bass, Ramiro on violin. So it's going to be really excited. I'm looking forward to conducting it tonight.
I have to ask, Gary, before we wrap things up, how long did it take you to kind of figure out kind of what musical genres you wanted to put in? And you mentioned here you wanted both Americas involved. How long did it take you to kind of figure out, okay, I wanted to have this particular style included, kind of working everything together before you had the really starting off into what turned out to be the final piece?
You know, that's a great question, Chuck. Sometimes when a composer writes a piece, you kind of toil and struggle over ideas. This one just sort of came right away. I just knew I wanted a tango for the first movement because I think it fits the timbre of the violin really well. And if you're doing music in the Americas, you have to have a blues. And this is kind of a different sort of setting of the blues. And you just have to kind of hear it to understand that what I mean by that. And I was inspired by the great French violinist Stéphane Grappelli. And it's the blues, but you can almost imagine you're in a Parisian cafe at the same time. And I've just always loved Latin music. And the samba is one of my favorite forms from Brazil, and it has other Latin influences in it too. But I think when you want a piece to cook, you write a samba. And again, I'm just so proud of the orchestra because they're really bringing it home.
We'll be bringing it home tonight, Albert Taylor Hall at 7:30. Gary, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary.
Well, thank you guys. Have a good day.
All right. Dr. Gary Zeke, director of bands at Emporia State, a very busy music department. mid-spring here.
Boy, you're not kidding. And the semester closes down here in about a month. So a lot of concerts and a lot of great music to be had. Speaking of that, we'll have conductor Ramiro Miranda next hour during our 8:05 newscast to talk more about that Emporia Symphony Orchestra show here tonight. And we do have Friday's Newsmaker tentatively open. So if you'd like that for your event activity, your cause, or whatever, give us a call at 620-342-1400. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guests are Lisa Keith and Kelly Prale. They're talking about the David Traylor Zoos portion of the Big Party for the Planet celebration coming up this weekend.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE Live and Local 730, 59 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairie Land Partners. Right now, when you